This morning, I know it's a new hour, but today I need your prayers, and I have the same desire that we try to have every time we stand, and that's to get out of the way and allow the Lord to use us, be our desire that we might be able to share with you that God would have us to share. I believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has the ability to build up the church and convict the lost all at the same time. And today that would be our heart's desire. If you've got your Bibles, we're going to read maybe in a couple of different places. We're going to start in the fourth chapter of the gospel according to St. John in the 20th verse maybe. And this is part of a conversation that Jesus has with a woman in Samaria there at the well. Very familiar story, but I want us to look at this passage of Scripture. Maybe we'll go back to the 19th verse. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Turning over now to the 12th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, the Bible says, beginning with the first verse, Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. May God add His blessing this morning to the reading of His Word. And there's some other Scripture that's on our heart that we may make reference to this morning. But if we had a thought that we wanted to share with you this morning, it would be about worship. Jesus here had a conversation with a lady at the well. And the Bible said that during the course of that conversation, He revealed Himself unto her. And in this particular verse, she said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And she had a question that was on her mind about the proper way to worship. And Jesus began to explain to her that the hour had come when that men would worship in spirit and in truth. It's not about a place, and it's not about external things that we might do, but God seeks those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And this morning, I just want to start there, because if we're going to worship God, it will have to come from our heart this morning. Worship is not about external ceremonies. I know our rituals that we might have. I know those are important. The church has ordinances, and those ordinances are important because they teach a lesson. They convey a message that others might understand. Baptism is an ordinance that clearly shows the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our identifying with that, our dying to the love and practice of sin, and being raised to walk in a newness of life. The communion service is an ordinance of the church, which clearly represents the blood that was shed for us on the cross and the body that was sacrificed. Jesus said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Those are important things this morning, but within themselves, they're just an act, a physical act. What's important is that we worship Him in spirit, that we worship Him with our whole heart this morning, and that we we worship Him in truth. And that means that we worship Him in accordance with the Scriptures. Listen today, the only object worthy of our worship is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to know a good way to worship, you read about that church in the book of Acts, that as they began on this journey, how they worshiped the Lord, how they sang praises to Him and praise and fellowship together. So this morning it is important this morning that we understand a little bit about worship. God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, I read in your hearing a passage of Scripture. This was 6 days before the Passover, 6 days before the great events of Christ's life were to come to pass. Later, within a week's time, He would be crucified and buried. But He took a moment to go to Bethany, and the Bible said that that's where Lazarus lived, he who God, Jesus had raised from the dead. And the Bible said that they made Him a supper. And the Bible said that Martha served. And I want you to know this morning that service is a form of worship. The Bible, Jesus said in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, He said, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. And the Bible said those that were those that were there, they said, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or naked or in prison or sick? Jesus said, as you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. So let me say to you today, church, as we go about our daily lives, when we serve others in the name of the Lord, we are worshiping Him today. Jesus said, if you give a cup of water in my name, ye shall in no wise lose your reward. And let me say this today, brethren, people need to know why we're serving. It's because of the love that Christ has placed in our heart. Listen, today we serve because the Lord has saved us and He's given us that desire and He's called us to serve. We're His hands and feet. We're to go and to do and to be the people that Christ would have us to be. So service is a form of worship. The Bible said that Martha served. And I like the story earlier in the Scriptures where Martha and Mary had Jesus at their home. And the Bible said that Martha was busy serving, but Mary just bowed there at Jesus' feet and listened to every word that Jesus had to say. Martha got frustrated with the Lord, and frustrated with Mary, and she said, Lord, don't you care? I'm here and I'm working, and won't you ask Mary to please come and help me? Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're cumbered about many things. He said, Mary have chosen the good part. Listen today, children. I'm glad there's more to worship than just serving today. I'm glad that's part of it. And we're called to serve. And we need to be up and about the Father's business. But that's not all there is to worship. The Bible said as they sat there at the table, the Bible said that Lazarus was there. And there were many others that were there with Jesus. And the Bible said that they sat with Him there. And I can just imagine. Can you imagine being at the table with Jesus? Can you imagine those guests who had come in? It would have been enough to have been sitting at the table with Lazarus because he was dead, had been buried 4 days, and now he was alive again. That in itself would have been a remarkable thing. But here they sat with Jesus, and I believe as they sat there at the table, I believe they communed one with another. I believe they began to talk one to another. And they begin to share things. And maybe they asked Jesus some questions. Maybe they just had a conversation. Listen today, children. When we commune with God, when we commune with Jesus, that's a form of worship. You don't have to be in a public place. Some of the best worship I've ever had in my life. There was nobody around but me. Listen today, children. When we enter into our closet, when we're riding the lawnmower and the grass is too wet and just piling up, you can still commune with the Lord. Listen today, children. He's there and He wants us to talk to Him. That's a form of worship. Listen today, children. The people that I care about, I try to stay in contact with. When we neglect our personal time with the Lord, we're not showing Him the respect that He deserves. He deserves our time. He deserves our communion and our fellowship. Why did Jesus do all that He did? He said He did it that we might be reconciled unto the Father. It's hard for me to imagine, but Jesus wants to commune with us. When He sat down there at the table with His disciples there to share the Lord's meal, in one of the Gospels it said it was His great desire that He might sit there with them and share that meal. I believe the Lord today still has a great desire to be with His people and to commune with them and to share fellowship and time together. That's a form of worship. Brother, we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth with all of our heart. Now the Bible said as they sat at the table that Mary came into the room. The Bible said that she was carrying a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly. Later Judas inquired why that hadn't been sold. It could have brought 300 pence. The best that I can determine, 300 pence would have been a year's wages. It took a lot of money to buy this spikenard of ointment. It cost her something. I was reading in the scriptures this morning when David was asked by the Lord to build an altar in the threshing floor of Anarah the Jebusite. The Bible said that he came to the man and said, I need to buy this threshing floor and build an altar unto God. And this Jebusite, he said, look, David, you're the king. He said, I'm going to give you the threshing floor. I'm going to give you the oxen and the wood. I'm going to give you everything you need that you might be able to make this offering unto the Lord. And the Bible said, David said unto him, nay, but I will surely buy to thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. Let me say today, children, when we worship the Lord, there'll be a cost involved. When we really worship Christ, it'll cost us something. When I listen to this choir this week, Barrett, it's been a blessing to me, but it cost somebody a little something to get that group together and have them sing as they sing. How do you know, preacher? Somebody had to spend some time. Somebody had to make an effort. Somebody had to put forth some time and effort for the choir to sing the way it does. When I listen to these, it can play the instruments. And I appreciate Barbara stepping up this morning and doing that for us. I can't sing a note, and I certainly can't play a note. But somebody had to put forth some effort for these young ones that they might learn to play. When I look at this beautiful church here on the side of the road, this didn't get here by itself. This cost somebody something. Listen, when your pastor stands and he preaches as he does, when Casey stands and he preaches when he does, I can tell you this morning, there was a price that had to be paid for that to take place. Oh, children, this morning, if we really want to worship the Lord, we've got to be willing to pay that price. And let me say, it's well worth it. Now listen, service is worship. Listen, to serve others is to worship the Lord, to commune with Him. There in our home is to worship the Lord. But listen today, this little lady came in. The other Gospels describe it as being inside of a box. And the Bible said she broke that box. Listen today, children, when we are broken for the Lord, when we allow the Lord to break us, and allow that is within us to come out. Brethren, today, listen. When she broke that ointment, the smell, when it filled the room, everybody in the room got blessed by what she did. You ever seen somebody get happy? And they just all broke up. They've let the oil out. They've let that sweet, precious ointment fill the house. and how it blesses everyone involved. We had a little lady at Zion Hill when I was growing up, Miss McBrayer. And every time we had a good service and somebody got saved, she'd come across, and this wasn't faith, this was the Lord. She'd come across the altar, she'd wave her handkerchief, and she would just dance across that altar, and her little old husband would follow right behind her in case she fell back. Listen, I never saw her fall and never needed him, but she'd go across that altar and she'd wave that hanky, praising God. You know what that was to me? That was a sweet smell. Brother, that was for sins. That was something that blessed me. Brother, today, if we're going to worship the Lord this week, truly we can serve and we can commune. But there's even more than that today. If we want to really worship Him, we need to adore Him as this woman did. Her worship was pure adoration for the Lord Jesus Christ, for who He was. And it cost her something, but she broke that box of ointment and she anointed His feet. The Bible said that there were those there that did not understand what had taken place. The Bible said that Judas said, well, why wasn't this ointment sold and given to the poor? The Bible said it wasn't because he was interested in the poor, but because he was the treasurer. The Bible said that Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always you have with me, but me you have not always. The Lord loves His people to adore Him. To adore Him. To put Him above all else. And to adore Him for who He is. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. When we get to heaven, the Bible said that great host, they cast their crowns at His feet. They fell down and they worshiped Him. The Lamb who lived and who died and who lives again. Heaven's going to be a whole lot about adoration. It's going to be about adoring our Lord and what He's done for us and the way that He's made that we might have eternal life. Worship. A lot of ways to worship. They're all important. But let's don't forget to adore Him. Let's don't forget to allow Him to break us. And pour out that's within us that we might just praise Him and lift up His name. I'm going to close with this passage. The Bible says there was a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch, treasurer to the queen of Candace, or Candace the queen of Ethiopia. The Bible said he had been to Jerusalem to worship. The Bible said he was sitting in his chariot and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. The Bible said that the Lord had spoken to Philip and Philip had gone there into the desert, into Gaza. And as he saw the chariot and saw the man there sitting in the chariot, the Lord spoke to him and said, join thyself unto this man. And the Bible said that Philip went up to the man and heard him reading and asked him, do you understand what thou readest? And the man said, how can I except some man guide me? The Bible said that Philip began at that very passage of Scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And the Bible said that when Philip was done, that the eunuch asked the question. He said, what hindereth me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the Bible said that Philip and the eunuch came upon a body of water right there in the desert. And they got out of that chariot and Philip took of that eunuch and he baptized him. And the Bible said that Philip was just carried away by the Spirit and that eunuch went on his way rejoicing. The reason I've told you that story today, there is no way that you can worship the Lord without having Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, but he didn't get what he was looking for. Brother, there's nothing in the law, there's nothing there that can lift your soul, that can save you from your sin. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, today, if you're under the sound of my voice, children, and you've reached the age of accountability and you realize and know that you're lost and undone and the Lord is knocking at the door of your heart, you can't worship the Lord. You don't have the ability to. The only way that you can worship Him is to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, that's an act of worship. When I was lost and undone, that's all the Lord required of me, is that I come forward. The Bible says I believe with my heart and confess with my mouth unto salvation. That's an act of worship. Church, I've come this morning, I hope and pray. I've enjoyed every service, and there's been good worship in the house of God. But I hope as the week proceeds, I hope this morning that we'll continue to worship Him, that we'll adore Him more today than we ever have before. As we sing the songs of Zion, we might hear the shouts of the church, and we might see lost boys and girls come and worship Him, receive Him as their Lord and Savior. I don't know of a greater form of worship than to see a little one come up off the bench and say, "The Lord has saved my soul." That's worship. He's worthy of our worship. That's a little message that the Lord has placed on our heart this morning. Mary, if you'll come with a song, we want to extend an invitation this morning. Church, let's just worship the Lord. He is worthy of our worship. I tell you this, a few years ago they had something was going around and they were inviting folks to come to a school that they might learn how to worship. Let me tell you what today, brother, I don't believe in that. I believe we get our hearts right with God, we can't help but worship. Brother, when I get my heart right with God, I can't help but preach. God has called me to preach. It's not always that way. A lot of times it's hard work and it's a struggle and I don't get there. But those times when I humble myself before God and I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit, brother, I couldn't do anything else but preach. Brother, today, when the church gets filled with the Spirit and the power of God, she will shout praises unto His great and holy name. There is no way to stop it today. Brother, the devil can't stop it. When we get where we need to be, and we really do, when we allow ourselves to be broken, and that that is within us poured out, brother, and it'll be a fragrance that'll fill the house. And brother, I tell you something else it'll do. It'll stir up the lost. The Bible says a sinner cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous. Oh, Judas, he put up a defense. But brother, listen, he was an evil man. And he had an evil purpose. I don't believe you got an evil purpose today if you're here and you're lost. I believe you just need to come get saved. While we stand and sing, y'all come on now. God help us, Lord, we pray. God bless us, Lord. Bless the church.